When I started with the office in 2000, we had 9 school districts in Henderson, Mercer, Warren counties, and now we have 4. So we have gone through a lot of consolidation and a lot of change. And while it is a big task, I think some of the things that we've done have been great for children and great for the schools, and people have come together very well.
And here in Knox County, we've seen a little bit of a consolidation just with Abingdon and Avon, for instance, here recently. But that's going to be, once that consolidates, that's pretty going to be a pretty large region that you would be overseeing if elected. Is that does that seem daunting to you at all, or do you think you can handle it given what you saw just in Henderson, Mercer, and Warren counties?
I mean, I think it's doable. It's definitely something that we can do. It will be a larger region. We will have to work out our tactics for how we're going to handle that and how we're going to move forward. I think the biggest thing is the geographic area that it covers. So the drives will be much longer and further away school to school. But I think we'll still be able to make the efforts to get into the schools, to spend enough time with teachers and administrators, and to continue to do the work that we're doing now.
This is a part of, we should say, a statewide effort to consolidate regional offices of education, which I kind of see you nodding your head. It doesn't sound like that's really a popular thing, or is this something that you think that should be happening at all?
Well, I think consolidation has been a trend. I think that, you know, it's something that anything that we think we can do to save money, to work with our state, you know, is in a place where money's a very difficult thing. So when we look at ways to try to save and try to do things, consolidation often comes up. So I don't know that it's the best choice, but sometimes it's the only choice. And so in looking at the regional offices and their duties and some of the changes that were taking place, the legislation decided to change it from 44 to 35. And so through that, we're working through these consolidations.
Bonnie Harris is your opponent on Tuesday. She is the Knox County Regional Superintendent. I know you're familiar with her, I'm sure, from dealing with other regional superintendents from around the area. But what sets you apart from her?
One of the things that we do well in Henderson, Mercer, Warren is go get the extra funding and support for our schools. We're very good at writing grants. We bring in about $2 million a year in revenues. We provide services before and after school, 21st century programs, ACT prep classes, early childhood grants, ESL classrooms. I mean, we just are able, due to our grant writing skills, to offer a lot of extra services to our districts. I'm very involved at a state level. So we do a lot of state support, making sure that our school districts are really up to date and current on all of the new laws. And being a part of the Performance Evaluation Advisory Council, I've been able to walk my districts through some of that change that they have in the teacher evaluation.
So you're suggesting then that those are things that maybe aren't being seen, or maybe aren't as perhaps visibly being done here in Knox County?
Well, I know every regional superintendent does the things that are mandatory. And then beyond that, they go with the things that they're good at, that their staff's good at. So every office is a little bit different. So in looking at kind of the things that each office is doing, we all do things a little differently. I know the average revenues in looking at, you know, the last 5 years audits, we average about $2 million a year, and Knox County averages about $750,000 a year.
Wow. Some other issues here before we completely run out of time. Obviously, I'm sure you're aware that there was a recent teacher's strike here in Galesburg, and there was a threat of one in Abingdon, Avon that was averted. Are those things that regional office gets involved in? And as a follow-up to that, maybe here in Knox County, Mrs. Harris kind of stood on the side of restoring the full school calendar and getting kids back to class. Talk a little bit about that and the role the regional office has and kind of how maybe you see that that issue with District 205 and how it should have played out.
The role of the regional office in a strike is kind of that regulatory. I mean, it's for us to make sure that the timelines are being followed, that the law is followed, and the other piece that the regional superintendent plays is if the students go to school during a strike, we need to go in and make sure that all the teachers are properly certified, that they're, you know, they have their sub license or their teacher license, that the curriculum is still being offered, and that at least 50% of the students are attending. We didn't have that in Galesburg because the students didn't attend for the purposes of GSA, but that's the role of the regional superintendent in a strike. And so it's a regulatory role.
Okay. Real quickly before we run out of time, what's job one for you if elected after November? Obviously, kind of, I imagine, getting that, getting everything off the ground in terms of a consolidated office, but what else would be on your plate?
Yeah, so just knowing and understanding the needs. So finding out what it is each office is doing, what we're doing well, how we can come together, how the school districts can work together, and then identifying the needs so that we can answer to those.
All right. Very quickly, let me give you one last chance to maybe kind of, if you will, sell yourself in a few words or so to voters why they should elect you.
I think we're out there. We're working hard. We meet the needs of our districts. Our districts are very supportive of us, and we offer a lot of support to teachers, and we hope that everything that we do supports teachers and kids.
Jody Scott, Henderson Mercer Warren, regional superintendent running for the office that will be consolidated with Knox County here in November. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it, and good luck on Tuesday.
Thank you again.